When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, really quick note, I am recording this on my laptop because I'm currently editing the show and there's a lot of news that came out since I recorded, because I recorded on Thursday thinking that I would be, it's the Friday before CES, how much news could there possibly be? And it turns out there's quite a bit of news. So real quick, let's run down some of these headlines. Tesla's going to produce a $25,000 car in 2022 at Giga Shanghai. This makes a lot of sense for the Chinese and Asian market in general, and it also makes a lot of sense for the European market. And hopefully they'll bring this vehicle or something similar to the United States or to North America. So that's pretty cool. We kind of knew that was going to happen, but I guess it's been confirmed now. And Hyundai. Some official person at Hyundai. And then let me see if I can get the name here. I probably couldn't pronounce it if I could. According to Korea Economic Daily, Apple and Honda have a deal where Apple will help in the development of an electric car or partner in the development of an electric car with Hyundai, as well as rechargeable batteries for the EV. Hyundai is reportedly reviewing this proposal. Now, so the article that I'm reading doesn't say what time it came out, but it sounds like some of this information has been walked back a little bit. But if we were going to get a Hyundai Apple car, we're looking sometime around 2027. And then Tesla has released the standard range Model Y. It's going to go for $42,000 and have a range of 244 miles. And Sierra texted me this morning this news, and she was not happy because her and Brad really actually wanted the Model Y, but they went with the Model 3 because it was a little bit more affordable within their budget. But the Model Y, at this price, they could have sprung a little bit extra and gotten the Model Y. So that's a real bummer. You can also order the third row for the Model Y, although when you look at the pictures, there is not a lot of room back there in that third row. And quite honestly, it looks like there's so little room, I'm not 100% sure why they even chose to do a third row. It's pretty tight. Now, pictures can be deceiving, so maybe it's more roomy than I'm given it credit for, but it really looks tight. And then finally, a little update on the sudden accelerations with Tesla. A lot of people were saying their Teslas just accelerated or, drove into something usually all by themselves. And the owners didn't have anything to do with that. Well, it turns out the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration investigated this. And it was pedal misapplications that were the cause of these accidents, which really means the person hit the wrong pedal. And honestly, I think if Tesla enabled like the creep mode in their vehicles, so that when you have your foot off the brake, it creeps whether it's going forward or whether it's going backwards, that would give people a little bit better of an idea if they were going, if it was in gear, or if it was in reverse or in drive or whatever. I think that would help out. It would go a long way to help out. But anyway, that is it. Let's jump right into the actual news for the show. Thanks everybody for being patient. Here we go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And this week is yet another week of week news. Week, W-E-A-K, news. And it's not like all, bad news. It's just it's the week after the new year, after the holiday, and it's the week right before CES. So because of that, we're not really getting a whole lot of news coming from the EV world. Next week, starting on Sunday, it's going to be crazy. So expect a little bit longer show and a more detailed show. But this week, not a lot of news. All right. Now that I gave you that disclaimer, please, for the love of bananas, do not turn off this show. I really need you to listen. As a matter of fact, if you think there's other people in your life that might actually like this show, could you recommend it? That would be a really big help, and I would really appreciate that. All right, let's get right to thanking our Patreon supporters. It's a new month, it's a new year, and we have a new Patreon supporter. Rolando, thank you very much for supporting the show, and welcome to the patron. I want to also thank Tommaso, Adam, Vanilla Wafer, which... If you guys want to change your name to goofy names, I'm all for it. Vanilla Wafer is awesome. Ryan, Karen, Chip. Chip, I got your email. I don't know if you got mine, but I'm all in on your idea. John, Chris, Ian, Dale, Don, Cameron, Nate, Mark, and James from True North EVs, which I highly suggest everybody go into your Patreon or go into your podcast player and search for True North EVs. James does a great podcast. But anyway, I want to thank everybody who supports this show. All the money that goes into the show, or all the money that you contribute, goes back into the show. None of it goes into my own pocket. My wife and I have good jobs. And, you know, it's just a way for the show to support itself, basically. So thank you, everybody, for doing that. If you would like to support the show, go to patreon.com/kilowatt. And at the $1 level, you get access to everything. Everything. There is no level beyond the $1 level. And right now we have two people who contribute over $1 a month, and I appreciate them. But honestly, if you guys wanted to change your contributions to $1, I'd be okay with it. You're not going to hurt my feelings, and there'll be no bad blood. I encourage you to do that. Speaking of patrons, every week we do some Patreon. Well, not anymore. Every other week we do some Patreon exclusives. The Patreon exclusive content this week is Tesla has the 17-ish different verticals that make up Tesla. We're going to talk about that. So let's get right into the news. Lucid is reportedly in talks to build a new EV factory in Saudi Arabia. So the Saudi Public Investment Fund, they actually invested the last $1 billion that allowed Lucid to build their factory in Casa Grande, Arizona. The Arabian Peninsula has a ton of money, and I can totally see a vehicle like the Lucid Air doing very well there. It's very much, especially that higher-end Lucid Air, is very much for the luxury market, very much for people who get driven around. Now, whether or not it makes financial sense for them to build a factory in Saudi Arabia, I don't know. I don't know that they're going to sell as many cars as they would probably need to justify a second factory, especially since they haven't built one car to this point. But you know what? I don't know that there are any other luxury automakers that have factories in that area of the world either. So I don't think you really need to have a factory there to sell the vehicles there. On one side, it makes a lot of sense shipping-wise if there's going to be a bunch of people purchasing them from that area. But on the other side, if it's only a few, I don't see why they would do that. But they are smarter at making business decisions than I am, obviously, because I'm recording this podcast in my basement, and they have a factory in Casa Grande, and they have a bunch of offices all over California. Next story. There have been a lot of Apple Car rumors, and honestly, I've been trying to avoid them. But there are so many, I think I have to address it. I was very high on the Apple Car when I first started this podcast. It was very exciting. However, the rumors aren't any different than they were 4.5 years ago when I started the podcast. So I do think that Apple's working on a car or something in that vein, but I don't think it's newsworthy at this point. I mean, it can be fun to speculate, but I think an Apple car is still a few years away, at least five. And Bloomberg has reported that Tesla's hired a few ex-Tesla execs, or excuse me, Apple's hired a few ex-Tesla executives. And you know what? That makes sense. You know what makes more sense to me? Rather than having Apple build their own vehicle, it makes more sense for them to partner with a company like Byton or Lucid and implement whatever technology they're working on and implement that into the cars that Byton or Lucid is building. Honestly, those two cars out of all of the auto manufacturers seem to have the closest aesthetic, I guess, to Apple than even Tesla. I don't think Tesla and Apple necessarily were a good match. I did think back in the bankruptcy days that Apple would purchase Tesla, or at least that, you know, it'd be one of the contenders, but turns out I was completely wrong on that, which I was wrong on a lot of things, turns out. Speaking of Byton and Apple, Foxconn, which is the company that actually manufactures the iPhone, or one of the companies that manufactures the iPhone for Apple, will be building cars for Byton. They're going to build Byton's new electric SUV. And if you don't know the company Byton, look it up. They have a screen. First of all, the car looks great. But the screen inside the vehicle is amazing. They're definitely working towards a world where you don't actually have to drive your car, and it's more of a passive experience than a active experience. Byton's on the path for that to happen. So allegedly Foxconn invested $200 million into Byton. I don't know if that's true or not. Byton did have some financial problems. And there are a lot of people out there that are making a big deal about some of these startup automakers like NIO not building their own cars. Byton is obviously not building their own car. I don't believe XPeng manufactures their own vehicles. I mean, even I don't think Volvo in China was manufacturing their own vehicles. This isn't an uncommon thing for startup automakers and probably even some legacy automakers not manufacturing their own vehicles completely. And then let's go back to Tesla. Tesla didn't start building the Model S. They worked up to it. And originally, it was the Tesla Roadster was a Lotus that was built mostly with off-the-shelf parts and then some magic software that eventually got a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. I think this is good news for Byton. Foxconn, whatever you might think of their labor practices or whatever, they know how to build things, and they know how to get things built at an affordable price for the manufacturers. All right. An Ann Arbor, Michigan police department is getting – that's a weird thing, way to phrase that – Ann Arbor PD in Michigan is getting two Ford Mustang Mach-E patrol cars. So the total cost for these two vehicles is $93,926. That price does not include any sort of light or communication packages that the vehicle needs to have. It also doesn't include level 2 chargers. Those are just the bare bones vehicles. And then Ann Arbor is going to have to go ahead and convert those to actual police vehicles. Some police departments have been buying Model Ys and Model 3s, and there's a few out there that have Model S and Model Xs, and they've kind of come under some scrutiny for a variety of reasons. Police officers in the United States, they themselves earned a lot of scrutiny for a variety of reasons. But one of the things that people are saying is it's a waste of taxpayers' dollars to buy an EV because they're more expensive. I don't agree with that. First of all, it is really expensive to buy any sort of vehicle, whether it be for police or fire, those vehicle or ambulance folks. Those vehicles are wildly expensive, way more expensive than they probably should be. It's ridiculous. I think our LT, which is a ladder tender, it's a truck that has, it's a toolbox on wheels. It doesn't have a pump. All it is everything that would go on a ladder truck without the ladder. It doesn't have a pump, like I said. It doesn't have hose. It's just a toolbox. That thing costs $600,000. It's a vehicle with a cab and a box, and it was $600,000. These things are ridiculously priced anyway. So I think it's responsible for these police departments, or any department for that matter, any emergency services department, to explore transitioning from ICE vehicles to EVs, at least to the best of their ability. You can't do it in every situation right now, but it certainly makes the most amount of sense. It's going to be better for the environment, and then overall, the cost of owning that vehicle long-term is going to go down. So just my two cents there. And our next kind of story, it was more like a headline. For now, Elon is the richest man in the world. And I say for now because the stock market's crazy and everybody, you know, there's just like a rotating list of the richest people in the world right now. So today, Elon is the richest man in the world. Tesla just signed a long-term deal with a lithium hydroxide supplier in China. The deal is set for 5 years, and lithium hydroxide is used to make, wait for it, battery cells. So I would imagine that these are going to go into the new 4680 batteries, and then maybe some of the other batteries that Tesla's working around with. But most of this lithium hydroxide, I'm guessing, is going to go towards the 4680 battery cells. And our next story, Elon hinted that Tesla may support an emergency 911 feature in its vehicles. And hinted is, you know, maybe understating it a little bit. This came about because a gentleman named Richard, who's a Model 3 owner, needed emergency services, but he couldn't call 911 because he had no cell service. But his Tesla did. Unfortunately, his Tesla had no ability to call emergency services. So Richard reached out to Elon on Twitter and he asked, hey, is this a possibility? And Elon replied, absolutely. So my question is this is one of those things that you're like, why didn't we have this years ago? Like, why are we just getting this now? This doesn't make any sense. But I guess things get overlooked. We talk about hacker at Green the Only on Twitter. That's his handle, at Green the Only. Often, probably, I would say at least once a month, we reference what this guy's doing. He takes a look at the Tesla source code, and this time he found references to an updated interior and selfie camera, probably for the Model S and X. So this is kind of pushing some to conclude that if you take the references in code for the Model S and X and the fact that the Model S and X lines have been shut down for a little bit, I think at least a week now, it might be 2 weeks. It's really likely that we're going to get an update to the Model S and X. But then again, I've been fooled before. So who knows? But at Green the Only has also found references to 10 cameras for the Tesla Semi. We know at one point the Tesla Semi had like 23 cameras on it or something like that. But it seems like they've got it down to 10. It makes sense that the Test or the Mule Semis are going to have way more cameras because they want to be very cautious and eventually they're going to get rid of those. And then in the segment where I admit that I was wrong, Ryan Alvarez was doing some online sleuthing, and he found that Tesla has some job postings for the Tesla Semi. Guess where? Giga Nevada. Now, this news puts a huge dent in my prediction that the Tesla Semi would be built at Giga Texas. Now, it doesn't completely destroy my theory, but it puts an enormous dent in it. So my theory was a lot like the Cybertruck window. It's just, it's cracked. It's not broken. It's still solid. It's still a solid plan. It's still a solid window. Still a solid theory, but it's cracking. Tesla China has sold out of Model Ys for the first quarter of 2021. We don't know how many Model Ys Tesla was planning on building in that first quarter, but I'm going to be conservative because they have the Model Y line in, obviously, Fremont. They made some improvements to the Model Y for Giga Berlin. I'm going to guess that some of those improvements went into Giga Shanghai. Not all, probably some. So I'm going to say conservatively, they're going to be building 1,500 Model Ys a week on average over that first quarter of 2021. And that's about 18,000 cars for the first quarter, which brings us to $936 million just in Model Ys in China. Not bad. And I'm pretty sure they're going to hit that number fairly easily, if I'm being honest. So we're going to hear probably sometime in maybe first or second week of March where Tesla is accepting more reservations, or people are going to get their cars much earlier, because I think Tesla would rather under-promise and over-deliver than the other way around, like Model 3. I don't think they want that headache again. So my guess, YouTuber and Twitter personality, I guess, Whole Mars Catalog, drove from LA to Silicon Valley in what looked like a Model 3. Why is this significant? Because they did it with the full self-driving beta. Now, somebody was in the driver's seat the whole time, just so you know. During the five-hour-long drive, full self-driving was only disengaged one time, and that was to charge the vehicle. Now, they use Navigate on Autopilot, which is basically you put in an address, and the car takes you to where you need to be. The only time the car was under human control was for a total 1 minute and 15 seconds. The rest of the time, there were no interventions by the driver. There is a 15-minute time-lapse video that I'll put in the show notes. It's pretty impressive. It's also fairly boring because it's just a guy driving on the freeway or a vehicle driving on the freeway. But still, an extraordinary feat. So congratulations to Whole Mars Catalog and Tesla.
All right, everybody, that is our show for this week. I am talking to you on my MacBook speakers because for some reason, the outgoing message that I had for this podcast, or the outro, whatever you want to call it, disappeared. I don't know where it is. So I just got done editing the podcast and I was like, where is that message that I set up? It's not there. So if you want to email me, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. And if you want to find me on Twitter, you can find me on Twitter, at 918digital. My DMs are open, so you can chat with me there. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. I appreciate every single one of you for listening. And I hope that you have a wonderful week.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.